That's absolutely true. Because what we see right now is people sometimes mix up their fascination about social media tools with the other aspects of government, of course, you know, like hierarchical structures, silos deal building around, or like Vivek Kundra recently mentioned that talking about data.gov, that a lot of data is hidden in an old school programming code that is really hard to retrieve. So there's a long way to go, and that was sort of my main point. And then in addition to that, I wanted to address other issues that are, let's say, fundamental to discuss before we really engage sort of this whole idea of government 2.0.
And I want to get to those, but I want to take a step back because one of the things, and actually we've been all hyper here for the last couple of days about the recovery.gov. They just awarded this contract. And one of the concerns that a lot of people have is, guess what? The data that is going to make up this recovery.gov, that's going to be this transparent website where people can see how stimulus money is being spent. Well, agencies all have that data in various different formats, in various different forms, in various different even places. It's really a hodgepodge, so pulling it all together is a almost Herculean effort.
I agree that that's one point. And then the other issue is that talking about transparency, how do we know that we really get all the information that we need to assess whether we know everything about how the money is being spent? Because I know cases here from, for example, Germany, from their stimulus package, where, of course, government departments are trying to, you know, do a lot of things that are supposed to be done with the stimulus money. But, of course, on the side, they try to do other things. And I'm sure, you know, that's a regular government procedure. But we have the same thing in the U.S. because, you know, sometimes they try, let's say the money is diverted only to IT spending. But then in order to maybe build a data center, you also need to build a building, but you're not allowed to do that. So how do you, you know, cope with these constraints?
It sounds like you're saying government 2.0 is kind of it's very new, and we can't rely on it entirely for something as voluminous as the philosophy and the goal, the mission of transparency. There has to be another checkpoint. There has to be more data points. If you just rely just on the 2.0, you are going to be disappointed.
Yeah, well, before I answer the question, how do you define 2.0 for yourself? That's usually what I do first when I talk to people about government 2.0, because that's important to be on the same page. How do you define it for yourself?
The government 2.0, the social networking, the ability for the more of us smarter than one of us.
My definition is all of us are smarter than any one of us, and it's sharing of it's tools that enable that sharing of information is how I would define it.
I agree. And then in addition to that, you know, we have sort of the social media component. And then in addition to that, we have sort of, I always call it the philosophical component. And these are these ideas of, you know, why don't, you know, like transparency, or why don't we collaborate with the public? Why don't we let them participate in certain ways? Why don't we, you know, do this whole thing of crowdsourcing? You know, so you have these two components, but, you know, you quickly fall into the trap of just focusing on, let's say, technology and say, okay, let's do social networks. But of course, it's sort of the philosophy that really has to be inherited by, you know, by government and the government culture, which is, of course, has been different for many years. And now we are trying to change it once again. And if we look back into time, and this was what my post was all about, earlier, what I posted earlier today is, that there have been initiatives before, back in the 90s and earlier than that, to improve government openness, and they have not fully succeeded. And of course now we have something new in town, and a new term, and many old ideas being reapplied to the government of today, and hopefully they will help us really to transform government.
And you actually talk a little bit, you call it agenda hijacking, and yeah. talk a little bit about what agenda hijacking is and what we're talking about there.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing I sort of observed in the last couple of weeks, is that because all the citizens or many individuals, as part of this whole transparency movement and participation, you know, they say we have to democratize everything. So what they just do is they start their own website, and maybe there's a government meeting or a policy, and there's nothing done by the government sort of to open up that process. And so they start their own website where they crowdsource or via a wiki or so on, crowdsource sort of the creation of, let's say, a declaration.
It's sort of the if you build it, they will come kind of model.
Yes, and you know they make a lot of buzz online, you know, like the viral marketing thing. And then sort of course, you know, via Twitter and all these different tools that are out there now. And that's how they try to build momentum, that people participate, and then, you know, through various processes, they come to the final declaration, and then eventually the media picks up that initiative, and then suddenly it's big news, and policymakers have to react to that.
We were talking about the participation. Let's use Iran as an example. You know who's going to be using Twitter for something like what happened in Iran. Those are the people who are already at least moderately tech savvy and who already have a stake. So is that what we're doing again in the history of this nation, is same tool or brand new tools, but it's the same people making the decisions? Or is it too many people? I'm trying to follow your line of reasoning.
I think the process has definitely changed.
Okay.
So the process has opened up, and more people, because of the power of the internet for the individual, more people get the chance to have their voice heard eventually, if they manage to use the tools wisely, I would say, to gain attention. So I don't really think the same mistakes we did in the past. There's definitely some change coming, but the problem is, I think what we haven't done is in terms of society, whether in the US or anywhere else, is really having discussed how we deal with that. You know, when is a process legitimate and when is it not, and how much and when do we, you know, should we let people participate, and when do they want to participate? You know, that may really be different from context to context.
And I want you to take a half a step back, and we're just about out of time, but take a half a step back, and because you're not saying that these tools don't play a role. You're sort of putting a cautionary, sort of waving a red flag in the air, saying, hey, we're not going to, this isn't a solution to all the people's problems, and we have to be careful of the hype kind of thing, that the hype model that we get into sometimes.
Yes, I think we have to be careful from being overly hyped and, you know, overly expecting the big transformation, because that I have seen that 10 years ago, and if you read the literature, you can read about that 20 years ago, you know, there was the same expectations. The thing, and if you talk to many people in government, whether in the US or in Europe, is you know, a lot of experts are approaching them and telling them about it, and they're reading about all these things in the news, but they still lack sort of the knowledge and the right approach of how they use all these, let's say, ideas and also tools in government for creating public value. And that's sort of the challenge. But so we have to take a step back and really analyze it on a case-by-case basis, maybe even agency basis, what we can do. Because what you can also see in the past is that initiatives that have only been pushed by the president or, you know, the executive office have not been so successful. So you really have to get all the agencies into the process and you know, have a certain change of mindset.